All right, Coach, appreciate you joining us. If you would, we'll get started with an opening statement and we'll take questions.
Well, it's always good to win. I can tell you that. And, you know, around here, for you guys that have been here on a regular basis, we're going to keep it interesting in any shape, form, or fashion. There's never a dull moment when you come to Kennesaw State football game. Awfully proud of our defense. A year ago, we gave up 481 yards of offense to this football team. And 138 of it was rushing to the quarterback. And I can't remember whatever's left passing-wise. So I cannot say enough. Coach Newberry and our defensive staff and our defensive kids really took it to heart what happened last year. And I thought they really went out and played pretty well tonight. Penalty there late and a little bit of a miscue on a drive, but really did a really good job containing, preseason All-American candidate, player of the year, all the accolades you can imagine. Awfully proud of our defense. Offensively, we didn't come ready to play. I got to do a better job getting our guys ready to go. Too many penalties we had. I think we like to set records around here. I'm sure this is a record. We had 14 penalties for 114 yards. They repeatedly made move calls, and we repeatedly kept jumping. It wasn't any mystery what was going on. We kept jumping, and we had multiple different blocking below the waist calls tonight, which was it's kind of a new one for us. We beat ourselves. I give them Gardner-Webb's a good football team, but we had a lot of self-inflicted wounds tonight. We got to do a better job. I got to do a better job getting us ready to go next week. But at the end of the day, we found a way to win. Sometimes in this game, when you have 18 to 21 year olds and it's an emotional game, every week's not going to be what you want it to be and what you strive for it to be. And I think sometimes you got to find ways when things just they're not right. And they weren't right when we jogged on the field tonight, especially offensively. I knew that, and you got to find a way. And, we found a way. It wasn't pretty. They can't take it out of the W column. It's there. It's locked in. It's a conference win. It's another win at home. So I'm proud of that. We got a lot to get corrected and fixed as we go into next week. But it's one thing I said going in, man. Wins are wins. You know what I mean? You got to enjoy them and learn from them and move forward. So proud of our team for winning the game. A lot to learn from. A lot to build on as we continue moving forward. I open the floor for questions.
Coach, on a bright spot, you said this week that you challenged Jake and Bronson in that A-back position to get 100 yards combined, 179 total. You got to be happy with their performance.
I think we did some good things, and I think if we'd have stayed on schedule a little better, it would have been even better. We just got off schedule some. So those guys are doing a better job. It wasn't as good as it was a week ago as far as us fitting things up front. There was times there was penetration in the backfield. But we're making progress in that area. We just, like I said, we beat ourselves up too much today. But I didn't realize they had that total until you told me that, to be honest with you. So that's good. That's a positive. We're going to need something come Monday, I can tell you that.
What was the purpose of going with Rockstein today?
Sam Outlaw didn't play. And Bronson, we've been trying to play Bronson. It's just, if y'all remember, he went in a couple weeks ago and fumbled. And then you're going on the road playing Liberty, and it's – we want to play him. Kid's got ability, and he's going to help us, and he's going to make a difference for us. But truthfully, today, Outlaw got hurt last week, so that helped facilitate that even a little more, which was good because I met with Bronson early in the week and said, hey, man, you need to go have a great week of practice. And he did. He had a really good week, and I thought he did some good things tonight. I thought he ran the ball hard and took care of the ball, so that was positive.
And set another new personal record for 119 yards on the ground. I believe that was a little bit better than last week. He seemed to have really good vision tonight, especially first quarter and last quarter. I do think there was that drive in the third where we were really going down the track pretty well, and then there was some penalties. And after that, it was already 17-0 at that point. Then it started, mentally, the team started to get out of it. Can you explain kind of how that went after that drive?
Honestly, offensively, most of the night was completely self-inflicted. When we didn't have a penalty or do something that got us way off schedule, we moved the ball. We didn't block the perimeter right multiple times. When you see us really rolling, we get the ball pitched. Most of the time, it's it's pretty big plays. Well, we miss some opportunities blocking the perimeter, and then we just got off schedule, and then we have to do other things, and you know, and I think that's really what happened. I don't think it was offensively anything changed from a mindset. I think a little bit coming out the second half, I didn't think we were quite as, especially defensively, ready to go as we needed to be. You know, I thought we were a little bit, I won't call it relaxed, but I thought we got it back going. But most of the stuff was self-inflicted.
Speaking of your defense, even though they had some drives on, had two good stands at the goal line today, it looks like, with interceptions and things of that nature. Talk about the secondary today. They seemed like they stepped up when it was needed. To tell you, it seemed like he did a good job stepping up, a couple of picks.
Yeah.
Some good things like that.
Yeah, like I said, I thought defensively, I thought we did a good job. The quarterback's a really good player, and we were able to contain him. He's going to make plays. You're not going to – he's too good a player. I mean, he's going to make some plays. But the thing that we did, we kept him in front of us. We weren't giving up, like, the big plays. And a year ago, man, it was one big play after another. That was huge for us. Make them drive, make them earn it. And then when we got down in those situations – we were able, in a couple fourth down situations, we were able to hold them out, and that was a huge difference in the game, because we were struggling maintaining any kind of drive on offense, and so I thought the defense. I was proud of the defense, and the thing that I'm proud, they responded. You know what I mean? They watched that tape from a year ago, and it was eating them alive, and they responded, and that was good.
How's Justin? I know he came back in late in the second half. Last drive, but he was gone for a chunk of the third.
Yeah, he was cramping. They went in and IV'd him, and I think on that post route he caught, I think he kind of landed on his butt funny, and was a little bit. He's fine. He's fine. We'll make him fine. If not, we'll find a way. Sometimes you just gotta find a way. He needs to be out there. I mean, we're on the headset. Is 15? Is he in? Is he in? Is he back out yet?
Any other injuries?
There's some guys banged up, but I don't think anything of any significance right now that I know of. Darnell didn't finish the game, but it's nothing of – I think he's just got – he got banged up on his tricep. Nothing of significance that I know of as of right now. I mean, some guys banged up, but nothing major right now.
Coach, for Bryson, it's been a lot of him feigning a blitz and then dropping back into coverage. Is that an adjustment you guys got together and said, hey, we need to try to get some of the heat, keep quarterbacks guessing where he's coming from, or is that just the natural progression of his role?
Well, I think it's more defensively what we're trying to do, and obviously you're trying to give them different looks, show them pressure, then you bail, you show pressure, then you pressure. You give them different looks to just to get the quarterback out of rhythm a little bit. And then at times we need to get back to him in a hurry, because as soon as he starts to scramble out, it gets a little bit dicey. That's when he's really, really good. So I don't know if it's necessarily Bryson or just what we're doing defensively to show him different looks and then bail sometimes and go into coverage or go ahead and bring pressure at times. So it's just some different looks Coach Newberry and the defensive staff are giving him.
Anything else for Coach?
Yes, sir.
How long do you enjoy this one before moving on to next week?
You know, I've really tried to I give our kids a 12-hour rule. I try to, you know, I'll be honest with you guys, I'm so exhausted at the end of a day like this. You know, you sit around all day, and I know everybody likes night games, and that's fine. I'm good with night games. But for a coach, it's a day you kind of just throw away because you're nervous, you're anxious. I have to come to the office because I make my family miserable if I stay home. And then by the time it's over with, especially when you watch Kennesaw State football, I'm done. And so I go back and I might have a smile and go back, but I'm ready to go crash, try to reload. And in all honesty, and I'm being as truthful with you guys, for me as a coach, it's Tuesday before I get my act back together. It doesn't mean I'm not doing my job. I'm just saying before I get everything locked back in, it takes a few days.